Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and we're live on the water with Captain Kale. So
how about that?
It's just staggering. So what's going on out there, Captain?
Yeah, we're out doing an educational trip with your neighbor. Came down the east side, set out on the flats to see what we could come across. Lots and lots of bait above Pirate Harbor. All of it way too big. For some odd reason, all those big thread fins are in behind the bar.
Really?
Lots of trout out there on the flats. Really surprised at how many trout are out there on the flats still.
Yeah, I've heard a couple people talk about trout fishing out there. Are the snook cooperating at all today?
We just put a little one back. As we made our way back into the mangroves, went through one of my snook spots, and we watched probably a 10-pound and a 20-pound snook move out of there. It's a big area, so I'd like to see more than just two snook in there. We would have fished it. And now we're a little bit further back in looking for some redfish. Just put probably a nice 13, 14-inch snapper in the cooler and threw a little snook back.
Okay. Question is, what's the weather like today?
It's gorgeous out today. Just enough breeze to keep it relatively cool, but not enough to put a chop on the harbor. Almost a clear blue sky where we're sitting. Compared to what we've had the last 2 weeks, it's a beautiful day.
Cool. Now, I'm just kind of curious. You know, the weather reports are so conflicting. At one point, they were saying 15 to 20 mile an hour winds today.
I've given up on weather reports.
Then light and variable and everything else. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. Any advice for people if they're out looking for fish? East side, outside the bar?
I'd say east side, inside the bar. We didn't see a whole lot outside the bar. A lot of bait on the edge of the bar, but it seems to be your little nickel and quarter sized juvenile pinfish. Everything that we've seen has been in behind the bar, either out on the flats or up against the mangroves. We just missed another strike. It must have been something good because the shrimp's still trying to jump out of the water. Got everything rigged up a little different. We have a shrimp under a bobber, we've got a shrimp free line and a whitebait free line. And so far they're taking a little bit of everything, which is kind of nice to see them going after the shrimp. Must be a little snook because he is just going to town on that little shrimp.
I like it when you can sit there and then all of a sudden you're watching the bait jump around.
Oh, you can see him chase it. You can see him chase it. Yeah, there's probably a little 8-inch snook.
All right. Well,
it's a great day to be out here, that's for sure.
All right, Captain. I appreciate the fishing reports. Have you heard anything else going on?
I haven't. I know Carl was out here. I know Josh was out here. I haven't heard from either one to see how they're doing.
Robert caught a tarpon today. I can tell you that much. The only thing I know for sure.
Robert Leibowitz?
Yeah.
Who did he catch it with?
I have no idea. I tried talking to him all
the weather's time. The weather's way too nice for him to be out with Robert Moore.
No, I don't think it's Robert Moore. I don't know who it is, but I tried talking to him. I didn't even air it. It was, what's going on out there? And Robert's like, oh, I'm fighting a tarpon, and then handed the phone off, and I said, what are you guys doing? Oh, nothing. So what's going on?
He doesn't want you to steal his tarpon spot through the phone.
Like,
even though it's a full moon phase, we all know they're in the pass right now. So
yeah, he's right along the beach just north of Boca. So, all right, well, I'll let you go get back to your trip and tell my neighbor I said hey.
Will do.
All right, see you later, Captain. Thank you very much for the report. Fish and Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Fish and Frank here in the chair. We got Captain Kale on the telephone, and we'll see you in the next Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.